Hello, everybody. How you guys doing? This is good old Grandmaster Robin here, and you're listening to the Anonymous Celebrity Media Podcast on Anchor FM, Apple Podcast, Spotify, CastBox, Breaker, Google Podcast, Overcast, Radio Republic, as well as Stitcher, as well as Pocket Cast. Now, this will be episode 55 on a matter of what's going on within the last week or so. And it is absolutely just insane with what's happening here. Now, if you would go back last week to the hearing. Okay, the hearing was last week. Last Thursday, and there was a lot of emotion going on in the hearing last week, and both from Democrats and Republicans, Judge Kavanaugh and Dr. Ford, who also testified. She testified first. And she was asked a bunch of questions during her testimony. And the committee hired a Republican prosecutor from Maricopa County, Arizona, who did a really good job in asking questions and really interviewing Dr. Ford. And it was kind of a kind of makes you want to question, like, okay, is there credibility in this? Is there credibility in what she's saying? I don't know, because it gained a lot of traction after, and the judge automatically was accused of being guilty. They had him as guilty because of his temperament, because he's this so cold a guy who has problems drinking, problems with having issues and stuff. So it is a very dangerous thing. Now, here, the second accuser, who's attorney is, we all know, is Michael Avanti. Avenatti. Okay. Now, when you start to look at what's coming out now, is that the evidence, the so-called evidence of the accusers, are becoming less and less credible, because if you listen to Dr. Ford's testimony, there was not even you couldn't compel if she was telling the truth, or was it that she, she couldn't name where it took place, the time, the date. And she named Dr. Kavanaugh and his friend as the ones that did it to her. That's all that her narrative. But when she named off the four people, they said, they came back and said, look, it never happened. Never happened. And out of the blue, said, "Look, never happened. We weren't there. We wouldn't remember the. We don't remember the party if that happened. And if it did, we wouldn't remember. We weren't there. It never happened." Now, when you also look at the second accuser, oh man, it starts to come unraveling that this woman, her accusations cannot be corroborated by anybody, not even the media themselves, when they say, well, she's the one that lied. She's the one that said this happened, but she was interviewed by NBC News, and what she said did not go along with what she wrote. So how can you say this on live television, but what totally is off of what she wrote? Period. I mean, if there was any shred of evidence to corroborate that's her accusation, it would have been like, okay, well, if this happened, but what you're giving us is a difference of what you're telling the committee through the letter you wrote. That totally does not make any sense. She wrote one thing and then said the other, which is totally, like, she couldn't corroborate. And but she keeps going back to these parties and saying that, well, I witnessed it. Then I became a victim of it. You have to take this with a grain of salt, okay? Now, a lot of people are jumping the gun automatically. Well, Judge Kavanaugh is guilty, okay? Now, there's a mere accusation. There is. There's mere accusations against the judge. But before you could say he's guilty, you got to investigate the accusation, gonna ask the witness, talk to people, and to get down to the conclusion. But the thing is, before you do that, you gotta really get down to the nitty gritty here and start interviewing people, talk to people, or put it in a report, take it to the committee, and say, look, we found nothing. I mean, Judge Kavanaugh went through 6 FBI investigations, and they found absolutely nothing. The FBI will go through a thorough check here, and it proves that the judge won't be lying, even though he's accused of it. Which, and already everybody's already jumping the gun, saying, "Well, we need to." Listen to the survivors. Okay, do that. Pray for the survivors. Yeah, but here's where it gets really hazy here. If you accuse somebody of a crime like this, and it's very dangerous to believe the woman until otherwise. That is, saying that is very dangerous, okay? Imagine if it was your son, your brother, your father, or grandfather being accused of this shit. And there is no proof of it, but they're still getting accused of it, even though it didn't happen. And just automatically accusing somebody with no evidence, and it's just a mere accusation. Now these days, people would automatically just jump the fucking gun. So here's where it gets really stupid for these two. Okay, the third victim. Okay, let me give you a little humor here, people. There is no third victim. There is no third accuser, okay? That's been debunked by 4chan, okay? Michael Avenatti is so fucking gullible. He took a call from a woman who's a boyfriend, who's a girlfriend of a 4chan user, okay? She calls Michael Avenatti calls the son of a bitch and says, I'm a 50-some-odd-year-old woman who knows Judge Brett Kavanaugh and was assaulted by the judge. And which never really happened because it was debunked by 4chan. Okay, it was debunked. Okay. Michael Avenatti, the creepy porn attorney for Stormy Daniels, got trolled and he got scammed. Now on the news on CNN and other media outlets, they said, "Hey, look, dude, you got scammed, man. You got trolled." He says, "I did not get scammed. I did not." Motherfucker, you got owned, okay, dude? I mean, you got fucking owned and schooled by people on 4chan. Dude, you became 4chan's bitch, dude, okay? You became 4chan's bitch, and that ain't no bullshit. That is a factual thing. Now, if you look at it like this, okay, there are many cases of men who are sitting in prison right now over false charges, over a false sexual accusation with no proof, false rape accusations with no proof, who are sitting in prison right now, okay? Now, either somebody was paid these women to lie, or what? Because here's the thing. Dr. Christine Blasey Ford knows a thing or so about polygraphs. Okay? Her ex-boyfriend of 7 years said she's not telling the truth. She cannot be credible. She ain't credible. She's full of shit. Now, at this point here, this guy and Dr. Ford lived together at one time and even had a long-distance relationship until she became unfaithful, okay? She knows about polygraphs very well, okay? She taught CIA interns at Stanford University, okay? She's not a licensed, she admits she's not a licensed psychologist, okay? She admits that in a audio. Her grandfather was a CIA director at one time. Her father was a former CIA operative. Her brother works with the sister-in-law of Peter Strzok, who had an affair with Carter Page, who they both tweeted to text each other about keeping Trump from becoming president. Now, that's pretty right there, really, 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 really chicks right there. Really chicken shit. Now, this is something that really is pretty insane, okay? If this happened to her, how come none of her friends knew about it? Until a year too late, okay? Now, she is tied to the CIA. Tied to the CIA. So ask this question, ladies, before you jump to conclusions, stop and think for a moment, okay? Before you jump the gun, think about the information I'm telling you guys. And I need you to, ladies, think about this information that I'm telling you here. You can also go to michaelsavage.com and listen to his podcast where he's stating out the facts here. The information he got is fucking straight up just holy shit here, okay? This is an absolute, okay? No bullshit here, okay? What this FBI needs to do is investigate Dianne Feinstein, because Dr. Ford wanted it confidential. because she knew that someday she will get caught. So somebody in Dianne Feinstein's staff released this information about Dr. Ford, which is pretty chicken shit, because if she asked to be confidential, hey, somebody fucked up at the top. Okay. Now, this is episode 55 of the Anonymous Liberty Media podcast on Anchor FM, Apple Podcast, Spotify, CastBox, Breaker, Google Podcast, Overcast, Radio Republic, Pocket Cast, and now Stitcher. This would be episode 55. And check out the Anonymous Liberty Media podcast on Bullhorn as well. Now, if you want to really look at the truth, hey, you have to question the timeline. Okay, the timeline is the key to question this whole entire thing. Because real victims would know exactly where they got attacked, where they got assaulted, where they got raped, the day, the time, the month, the year, who did it, who was involved, who was there. And I tell you, you'll get witnesses that would say, hey, we were there, okay? But the fact is, the witnesses that were named, they said, hey, it never happened because we weren't there. Even her longtime friend said, we'd never met Brett Kavanaugh. Dr. Ford does not know Brett Kavanaugh. And even her boyfriend of 7 years said, hey, look, she's never mentioned this to him at all. And never mentioned Brett Kavanaugh to him. Never, ever mentioned the guy to him. Okay? Now, that's kind of funky there. And plus, she knows about polygraphs. Now, the question is, does she know who paid for hers? We all know who did it. It was the Democratic side of the committee. So this is a huge, huge freaking question, man. Be like, goddamn, how do you And it is very insane, because if you are testifying and you know about this shit and you're housing Google interns and you are and you teach a CIA internship at Stanford. So, I mean, it's pretty much that it's insane. You got to ask yourself, why would you ladies automatically jump the gun, believing her when she's accusing, okay? It's accusations with no evidence, okay? Even you college chicks or automatically jumping the gun without actually getting any evidence of proof, which you have fucking none, okay? You have no fucking proof, okay? You are feeble, okay? You automatically jump the gun, and then all of a sudden, you automatically just jump the fucking gun. I mean, shit. But when there's proof that the judge didn't do it, oh, it's obvious he's guilty because of his temperament and his yearbook. Oh, go fuck yourself. Okay, there's many evidence of proof that he did not fucking do it. And a lot of you motherfuckers accusing the judge automatically without, I mean, you're jumping the gun, you're playing your cards too fucking early, and you're about as dumber than a box of rocks, covered in a thick coat of paint, smelling like crap. And it is a factual thing. I mean, it is completely insane. So ask yourself this question, okay? Why is he all of a sudden automatically guilty because of his temperament? His temperament, okay? So you want to jump the gun. You want to prove that he is guilty, which how can you do it when it's a mere accusation with no proof at all, okay? The FBI investigated him 6 times. Found nothing. Okay? Found absolutely nothing. And you automatically assume he's guilty. Okay? How dumb can you be? Okay? How dumb can you be? I mean it. How dumb can you be? To automatically just jump the gun, assume he's guilty because, you know what? Fuck you. Okay? Even you college dumbasses, okay? If you get the gun saying, well, we need to believe the woman no matter what. Your actions and your words is very dangerous. I mean, you're willing to put an innocent guy, you're willing to ruin his reputation, his career, his name, and you don't give a shit, okay? You may be young, but you're still stupid, okay? You're still stupid. I'm watching a John Crowder video, and he was at Texas Christian University, and they had this one guy he was talking to, and he says, well, we need to believe the woman, no matter what. No matter whatever. Motherfucker, you are stupider than a second coat of paint, my friend. I mean, literally, you are dumber than a box of rocks covered in second coat of paint, smelling like shit. Now, you have to prove the evidence, okay? The timeline, okay? Question the timeline, okay? Now, a lot of these young stupid fucks assume that he's guilty. Well, you're guilty for being stupid, okay? You have no idea that saying this shit is very dangerous, okay? Very dangerous. Yeah, there are victims that have been raped in college. On the campus, and the idiot is walking around like, yeah, I got away with this shit. For example, there's a woman who went to Stanford. She was found passed out behind a dumpster, and this dumb motherfucker, a diver from Stanford University, a diver, saw her and assaulted her. He was arrested. He was looking at 10 to 15 years in prison, maybe even longer. But his dad, a real dumb motherfucker, a real dumbass, a letter to the judge saying, please don't send my son to prison. Aw, you dumb son of a bitch. Your son assaulted a woman who was passed out behind a dumpster at Stanford University. You are as dumber than fucking nails, man. And then the judge says, well, I can't put him in prison because I might ruin his life. Well, that's the idea, dumbass. Put him in prison because he raped this woman. She was passed out behind a dumpster. What the fuck were you thinking, you son of a bitch? Well, I can't ruin his life because he's, you know, dude. If you're between the ages of 18 and 21, you're an adult, and if you're an adult to do stupid shit, you gotta pay the price. No matter if you're 18 or 80, if you commit a crime like rape, your ass belongs in prison. Okay, belongs in prison. So I can agree with some of the ladies here that, you know, it is a crime, but rape is a crime that's punishable by years in prison. But Rape culture don't exist. Okay? It's a myth. Absolute myth. Now, a lot of these motherfuckers that say, well, it's rape culture is real. Survey says, you're full of shit. It's a crime, but it's no culture. Don't exist. Okay? It don't matter how much you say it is, it's not. You're full of yourself. And the reason it's the only people who say there's rape culture is the ones who are from the left and who are the social justice warriors and these fucking Democrats. Okay? Now, you have to stop and think here. Okay? If you're willing to put an innocent guy who's accused, okay, just accused, okay, an accusation don't mean he did it. It's merely an accusation. It's merely an assumption that he did it. The person did it. Without any proof, you cannot say he's guilty. Because if you do, you are fucking stupid because he didn't do it. He's innocent until fucking proven guilty. Okay? He's innocent until proven guilty. So here's the real factor here. He didn't fucking do it. If you cannot prove it, but assume somebody did it, well, you are dumber than a box of rocks, big time. Dumber than a box of rocks, okay? Absolutely dumber than a box of rocks, okay? And it don't matter. Well, he's guilty. How do you know he's guilty? Huh? How do you know he's guilty? Huh? You don't fucking know he's guilty. He's accused. He's merely accused. So if you're going to accuse somebody over some stupid fucking shit, then you're the one who's a fucking idiot. Well, he's guilty. How do you fucking know he's guilty? You ain't got the proof. It's a mere accusation, okay? It's a mere accusation, okay? So, the proof you think you got, you ain't got it. You're full of shit, okay? If you can't prove it, you're dumb, okay? Now, when you look at the facts here, and to be honest, it ain't going to help you, okay? It's not going to help you at all, okay? Not one bit. Not even one fucking bit, okay? If you can't prove it, I'm sorry. You are dumber than a box of rocks, okay? Thank you very much. Now, if you think you can prove it, prove it. Okay? If you can prove it, okay, well, do it. Okay, do it. Prove it. Prove your claim. And if you can't prove your claim, well, I'm sorry, but I guess you are dumber than a box of rocks, you know what I'm saying? Because if you cannot prove it, what proof do you really, really have? I mean, if you cannot prove any of it, then you're the one who's in the wrong. If you assume somebody is guilty by just saying, well, he's guilty, how do you fucking know? How do you fucking know? You don't fucking know. You just assume that he's guilty because he's accused of it. Where is the evidence? If you ain't got the evidence to prove it, guess what? You're dumber than Dr. Ford. Who came and prove when it happened, what happened? She's dumber than a box of rocks. Okay? She lied. The second accuser lied. And a third accuser? There is no third accuser. The third accuser, supposedly a third accuser, scammed Michael Avenatti. This lawyer assumed, yeah, my client is credible and honest. bullshit. Bullshit. Okay? Bullshit. So, here's where it gets really funky, okay? Really funky. All this crap is fucking stupid, okay? Fucking stupid. Now, can the Democrats prove that Dr. Ford is lying? Yeah, no. They can, but they don't want to. Because they want to stick to the story. They want to stick to the accusations that Judge Kavanaugh is guilty, which is not guilty. It's mere hearsay. If it wasn't a courtroom, it's hearsay. Okay? No proof. It's a mere accusation that none of you fuckers can prove. Well, he's guilty by his temperament. Fuck you. The temperament doesn't mean shit. Okay? He was pissed. He's fighting back. The Democratic side of the committee didn't like that. They didn't see it coming, but guess what? Now they do. He's pissed. Because he's accused of a crime he did not commit. By a woman whose grandfather was a CIA director, her father was a CIA operative, her brother worked with sister-in-law of Peter Strzok, who had an affair with Carter Page over the Twitter bullshit. So there's a problem with telling the truth. Fuck you guys. Okay? A guy who's being railroaded big time. Okay? Democrats ain't got no more in the tank. They fucked up big time. Okay? Big time. No bullshit. Okay? No fucking bullshit. They fucked up. They know it. Dianne Feinstein fucked up and then she knew it and is denying it. So, here's the problem. The Democrats plotted since July. That's the month when Brett Kavanaugh, the judge on the second highest court in the land, was nominated by the president to be the next Supreme Court judge. And they plotted, her one attorney said in a audio, we're going to destroy this man. It was audio recorded. It was, and even she admitted, okay? She admitted she's not a licensed psychiatrist. She knows about the polygraph. She took one, but did not know. I mean, she was asked, "Do you know who paid for your polygraph?" She couldn't give an answer because her attorneys knew that the prosecuting attorney was also a sex crimes prosecutor attorney, and she was getting to the heart, the core of the truth. And her attorney says, we do pro bono. Bullshit. You were paid. How we know? Because Sheila Jackson, Senator Sheila Jackson, paid your fucking ass. But no one was looking. But guess what? Somebody was looking. Big time. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is good old Grandmaster Evan here, and you just listen to the Anonymous Liberty Media Podcast on Anchor FM, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, CastBox, Breaker, Google Podcast, Overcast, Radio Republic, Pocket Cast, and Splinter. Stitcher. Then check me out on my other podcast on Bullhorn. Remember, not if you got this transmission, you are the resistance. Knowledge is free. If you don't like it, go fuck yourself. Peace out, Revan out, and thank you for listening.